My dearest friend, God bless you. This is Prophet Berrien. Listen, I am so glad and honored that you decided to open up this email and listen to this prophetic instruction number one. A few weeks ago, I sent you an email while in my prayer room that God began to speak to me concerning seasons. Do you not know that what God gives you in every season is the indicator of how long He's planned for you to stay? Do you know how long that you're supposed to be in a season? Do you know the plans of the enemy when you're going through seasons? Everyone gets five seasons. I want to discuss that with you in your prophetic word. Because each season produces a level of blessings, but also the plan of the enemy is working because he's sent forth from hell to stop the plan of God concerning your life. Each season, the enemy will try to attack your body. He will try to attack your mind, your relationships, and your finances. But God also wants to bless you in each season that you're in as well. Jacob was in a season and he got blessed. The prophet Elijah was in a season and he got blessed. I want to speak to you about the five seasons. I want to speak to you about Rhema. I want to speak to you about Bethel. Do you know the timings and the seasons of which season that you're moving into? Because each season requires a different frame of mind. Each season requires a different weapon that you must begin to put on to fight with. I've already spoken to the Lord. He's already spoken to me. Now, I don't know whether the first email went into spam or somehow maybe someone hacked your emails, but it's crucial that you begin to respond in this season because I've seen by the Spirit of the Lord that the month of September is going to be a crucial month and there's going to be attacks after attacks after attacks, and the enemy is trying to bring confusion. He's trying to bring discord in family. He's trying to attack loved ones. Allow me to speak to you in the season that you're about to walk into so that you can prepare yourself. You know, God has a plan for your life, but the enemy also has a plan for your life. When the blessing comes, the attack is also. I want to show you how to prepare yourself so that you can be fully equipped and walk into the season that God has in store for you. And yet you will never discern the beginning of a new season if you do not discern the expiration of a current one. You see, the moment you stay somewhere past the expiration date, you stay there by yourself. Are you in a Gilgal season when you should be in your Bethel season? Are you going into battle in your Jericho season when God says, no, you're in a season of Rhema? I will prophetically discern what season that you're in, dear friend. Don't miss your moment. You know, when a season is drying up, that's just proof that a new season is about to birth. Each season that I want to speak to you about, I will tell you what season that you're in prophetically. I will also tell you, dear friend, how to protect your body physically, because the enemy will try to attack you physically in every season. My dearest friend, do not allow the enemy to locate you. Do not be left out in the cold. Do not allow sickness to overtake you. You will also know your calling. Your blessings will not find you if you do not know what seasons that you are in. Now, as easy as 1, 2, 3, I want you to begin to listen to each one of these prophetic steps by clicking on the link. Prophetic instruction step 1, prophetic instruction step 2, which is the original prophetic word and instructions that God gave me to get to you. And then step number 3, listen to what God has to say to you again. And then step number 4, follow the instructions below and click on the link. By following the instructions, I must get your word into your hands before I'm off to the mountains of Ghana to pray for 15 days. I want to take your name with me as I'm going into the mountains and lifting your name up with hundreds of prophets. Continue reading. And then go to step 2. Dear friend, as easy as ABC, just follow the instructions and allow the Spirit of the Lord to guide you and to lead you to your blessings.